Good Tuesday. Today is January the 27th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's that time of the year when we run into meeting season, a lot of educational opportunities, both in person and online. We're going to visit today with Garth Ruff, OSU Extension Beef Specialist, about some beef educational opportunities. All that after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
I'm joined this morning by Garth Ruff. Garth, we want to talk about a lot of beef programming going on with OSU Extension this year, and probably one that I think is the flagship of what you guys do, Beef 509. If you can, maybe just a brief description of what that program is and how folks can get involved.
Yeah, Beef 509 is a really unique program hosted by the Ohio Beef Council. We bring folks on the campus for 2 days, evaluate some fed cattle, talk about fed cattle selection, finish, how value translates in the marketplace, all the way through to the beef cuts. Participants get a chance to go into the meat lab and fabricate some beef. We'll talk about grid pricing, budgets, everything that goes along with the feedlot side of beef production. It's a real high impact program, gives producers a chance to dive into the next level to understand, you know, not only fed cattle production, but the beef side of the business, you know, all the way down through merchandising the retail cuts.
We also want to talk a little bit about a winter webinar series you guys have going on. A number of different, programs or content areas within that. Why don't you talk a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, we started these winter webinar series back in COVID times and have had good reception. This year, format's a little bit different. We're going to go every other Thursday night, actually starting tonight, with a dairy beef feeder program. More geared towards that 4-H audience, you know, talk about the health and nutrition of those calves. But then go every other Thursday night and jump into topics that are applicable, whether you're cow-calf producer, stocker producer, or on the feedlot side of things. We got a really good lineup of OSU speakers. Haley Linder's new beef nutrition faculty there in the Department of Animal Science. We're excited to have her. And several other folks as we cover things from hay quality challenges. We know the last couple of years have been tough in that realm. Haley's going to talk about mineral for beef cows. We'll talk about bulls and economics as well.
Yeah, a lot of good content there. And easiest just to go to the website, go.osu.edu/beefschool26. All the information can be found there. We've also got some other programs really going on. In addition, these are more in-person type programs and probably one that a lot of folks would be familiar with, the BQA or Beef Quality Assurance, both certifications and recertifications. Talk a little bit about that program and the importance of it and what folks should know.
Yeah, here in Ohio, we have a pretty robust BQA program. I serve as one of the state coordinators for that, and our county extension folks do a bulk of the training across the state. We got over 30 trainers located across the state of Ohio. Remember, that's a 3-year certification from the time that the producer last did it, and if they're needing a certification here in 2026, the best way to find those trainings is to go to our events calendar at the beef.osu.edu website.
Now, I see you've got coming up a beef cattle feedlot school. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we've actually got 3 of those programs. We're going to be evening programs in northwest Ohio and at OSU Newark, at the Northwest Ag Research Station there, February 16th, and then the same program in Newark the following week, February 23rd. We're going to talk about how good of a feedstuff corn is and how nutrient impacts and fertility in the field impact corn as a feedstuff. Dr. Linder is going to be there as well, talk about some alternative fiber, you know, as cover crops and cereal grains become more viable options in the winter. How can we implement those in feedlot diets? So those are kind of the evening programs. We're going to have a daytime program February 10th at OARDC in Worcester and really hone in on TMR diets, right? Are we feeding a single diet or are we feeding multiple versions of the same diet? So talk about feed mixing, feed ingredients. We'll have some beef outlook at that one as well.
Sounds like some great information. And yeah, obviously the consistency there, very important when you look at day-to-day herd health. Well, Garth, if folks are interested in learning more, what's a good website they can go to?
Beef.osu.edu. That's the landing page for OSU Extension Beef Team.
Great. Thanks again for all the information and all your work. Again, joining me today, Garth Ruff with OSU Extension. He is our beef specialist. Garth, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks, Dusty.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. You know, changing directions, this year's USDA Ag Outlook Forum is February 19th and 20th, and they do have online reservations available if you'd like to register. This year's USDA Ag Outlook Forum features a full slate of programming. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Registration is now underway for USDA's 102nd Annual Agricultural Outlook Forum. And according to World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski,
this year the event itself is going to be live in person at the Crystal City Gateway Marriott in Arlington, Virginia. But every session will be live streamed. If you can't make it into D.C., you can still take in the full content of the program every session.
The February 19th through 20th event includes several panel discussions and events, such as traditional fare during the opening session on the Thursday morning of the forum.
We'll have a session on the agricultural economic outlook, and this year we are excited that that's going to be done by our brand new chief economist, Justin Benavides.
While the focus of this year's plenary session is on
agricultural trade agenda of the Trump administration, that's going to be featured prominently on the first day.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins provides a keynote address during the forum, and multiple breakdown sessions are planned for the two-day event. Some are familiar topics like
farm income, food prices, all of the standard commodity outlook sessions that we always include, and looking forward to the commodity outlook for the new crop year.
Other topics featured with the Ag Outlook Forum programming include:
we're going to have a session this year on biofuels. We'll have a session on farm security and national security as one of the breakout sessions. Some topics on innovations in ag production. Sessions on animal diseases. We'll have a session on HPAI and New World Screwworm.
And on site at the forum in Crystal City,
we have a large room set aside for all of the agencies and mission areas within USDA to highlight the things they're working on. And we'll also have a large innovations exhibit, an opportunity to highlight some of those innovations that USDA scientists are working on.
Registration and more details about this year's forum is available online at www.usda.gov/OCE. Click on the link to Agricultural Outlook Forum. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.